الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم Respected Ulama-i-Kiram, brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. I mentioned on many occasions that the whole purpose of this majlis is to light up our hearts with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and also to bring into our hearts the khawf and the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azab. It is not intended to be just a discussion of a certain subject in detail. We have different subjects. We have discussed many issues in our majlises. And it is like a bowl of fruits where you have apples, peaches, grapes and so many other variety. So in the same way, majlises are intended actually to light up our hearts and to find our faults, our weaknesses, our shortcomings. Because we are now, or we have had now so many bayans regarding which we said they were excellent, they were par excellence, they were superior. We never ever heard a bayan like that. So many bayans we spoke about in glowing terms. But at the end of that bayan, how much came into our hearts? So there is some weakness. So the Jummah bayans and the other bayans, we have different topics we discuss. But especially in this majlis, because most of the brothers have got some kind of atiqad and muhabbat and azmat for this servant of Allah. Therefore, I use it for my own benefit and for the benefit of the audience to light up our hearts with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when this happens, then it becomes easy to give up sins, then it becomes easy to make amal on those things which we are listening and which we are saying after listening to those bayans that they were beautiful bayans. Because Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori rahmatullah alayh, that great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, regarding whom I mentioned in my majlis, that there are thousands of people, not one, thousands of people, because he passed away in the 1950s. So there are thousands of people in Lahore who are witnesses to this fact, that after they buried him, for days and days, there was such a fragrance from his grave, that it was not a fragrance of this world. The laboratories took that sand and they checked everything out, but they couldn't find where that fragrance was coming from. Ooh, we've got a whole list here. Please, brothers, just help this one person to come out. 260-66-109-520-438-528-446-786. There's one brother that wants to come out. These four cars are obstructing him. Just let him come out and then come back. So, even one alim, he says that it is not permissible, it is not jais to take sand from the grave, but in that emotional state, he took some sand in his handkerchief and he went away. After that, he realized that it's not the right thing that he did, so he went and put it back on the grave. But the fragrance smell from that handkerchief, he says, after dozens of washes, it is still there. So he used to always say that eat halal. He says, eat halal. Don't let any haram go into your system. Therefore, he, most of the times, he used to carry his own sandwiches or his own food or sometimes just chana. When he used to go to give bayans, he used to carry his own chana and go. Because he used to say that I am not declaring the food of the host haram. I am not saying that. For people like us, if we go and we eat, so he said, I am not saying that it is haram because outwardly it all looks halal. But I say, what must I do? I can see something else in that food. He says sometimes a goat, for example, or mutton, beef, if the animal is slaughtered in the halal way, then the meat is halal, that beef is halal, chicken is halal, because it was slaughtered after recitation of Bismillah Allahu Akbar. He says, but I see where did it come from? Because slaughtering was done in the halal method, but if it was a stolen sheep, stolen chicken, or in some other way it came which was not permissible according to Sharia, the dealing was not right. So because of that basirat of his heart, he could see through. So in Medina Sharif, once he was walking and he saw the footprints, and he said, this footprint is not of a Muslim. So they said, how can you say that this footprint, from seeing the footprint, how can you say that? But they made investigation, tahqiq, and it was proven that that person was an extremist Shia who had walked just before him there. So this is something that Allah Ta'ala gives insight when the person is very, very concerned about halal. So when he is concerned about halal, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts noor into that heart. And then with that noor, they see what we cannot see. So Allah Ta'ala showed it and proved it that this person who was claiming all the time that I can see through what is happening in the graves and you cannot believe me or you don't want to believe me, so now smell the fragrance on my grave. That will be a proof to show you what I was announcing was the truth. So he was very, very particular about that. So he used to say that ek zamana tha ke jis mein hal wale zyada the. Jo bayan karta tha wo zyada tar hal wala tha. The person who used to give bayan, most of the time they were people of hal, an internal condition. Their hearts were attached to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They had sincerity in their hearts. Their desire was nothing else but to connect the audience with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They were not materially motivated. The richest person can be sitting in front of them, or they can be going with that person in his car, or they can be eating with him at his home. But when it came to haq and the truth, then there was no question of pulling punches there. The person was not afraid to say that which was haq, because he will be deprived of somebody's favor, or because of some fear. So this was, so he says, they were people of hal. And because there were more people of hal, the condition of the time was also good. Jab zyada hal wale the, to us waq logo ka hal bhi achcha tha. When there were more people of hal, to us waq logo ka hal bhi achcha tha. More people were good, more people were pious, more people were God fearing, more people were connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, more people were making ittiba of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Isse uske baad ek daur aaya ke bas qal hi qal wale zyada ho gaye. The people of hal, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took them away one by one they went. Great, great buzrus, great walis, the sahabas all went, the tabi'in went, the taba tabi'in went, the great, great mashayikh went. Now when they went, so he says then that they were replaced by people who had nothing but qal. Just speeches, beautiful flowery speeches. And people made wah-wah on those speeches, but nothing really went into their hearts. Because they were people of qal only. They were like us, just making call all the time. So therefore there was nothing that went across, nothing rubbed across. He says, but now even worse than that. He says, ab to qal wale bhi nahi rahe. Qal wale bhi bahut kam ho gaye. Qal ke bajaye ab naqqal zyada ho gaye. He says, now even those people of qal who is to at least give you the correct Quran ayat, the correct hadith sharif of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the correct meaning of the sunnah, those people who did not mislead, misguide, at least they gave you the correct version, although they may not be practical. They were only people of qal. But the thing is, at least their qal was correct. He says, but now even that qal is gone and people have become naqqal, just imitating. Aur musibat ye hai, I'm giving you the meaning of what he said. He said, aur musibat ye hai, ki wo naqqal apni naqal bhi sahi nahi kar rahe. Even in that, they are not doing it correctly. Isliye logo ka hal bas jo hum dekh rahe hai, wo ho raha hai. So this is the problem. And the purpose of these majlises, as I repeatedly say, is to make our qal into hal. change our qaul into hal and then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to us. I don't have it. I'm making an effort. Allah ta'ala must give it to me too and all of us. But when we will get, and where will we get this? For everything there is a depot. If a person wants to fill petrol, he looks for a garage. If a person wants gold, he has to go to the gold mine to dig. Or he must go to those places where they supply gold. For everything there is a depot. There is a place where it is sold, where it is purchased, where it is supplied. So in the same way, this hal you cannot get from the kitabs. Hal is a condition of the heart. So it's only people who have got a heart can give us that hal. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Just with one nazar where they can take you. People say, how can people just go with one nazar? When we are sitting in the aeroplane, the pilot takes off. We are still in our seat, and next thing he tells you, you are 30,000 feet above sea level. We didn't do anything. We are just sitting. And the pilot took you 30,000 feet above sea level. So the Ahlullah, the Mashayikh, the Walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gives them a heart that if you sit in their company with sincerity, that I want to change my life, I want to change my condition, I want to get connected with Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how long will I remain a munafiq and a hypocrite on earth? That in the masjid I will make Allah Allah, I will make zikr, I will make tilawat, I will make ibadat, and then after that outside I'm indulging in all the same sins. Just coincidentally, I think I've got in my pocket, I didn't intend to carry it, but it does, because it was for a reply. Now listen to this. These type of dreams have become like a common thing nowadays. Common. I'm not talking about one or two. I can give you dozens of these type of dreams. I had a dream that we went for Hajj. We had to climb this high mountain in order for us to get there. When we finally got there, the place was empty. By the Kaaba Sharif, there were just a few people making tawaf. We joined in. Then we went to see some people, but they were dressed all half naked. There was a pop group there singing, and I am telling that person with whom I was with that I cannot understand that this is Makkah Sharif, and look at the people, how they are dressed and how they are carrying on. Allah. This is one dream. Now does this require interpretation? Allah. What are Hajis watching nowadays in the hotel rooms? What are they doing? How are women behaving? In fact, sometimes they do more parda here from strangers than they do there. Because they, everybody becomes Haji Bhai and Haji Behen. Everybody is Haji Bhai, Haji Behen. There are so many people who are saying, I met this woman in Makkah Sharif, I met this woman in Madina Sharif. Or the women are saying, I met this man in Makkah Sharif, I met this man in Madina Sharif. And there we had a little bit of discussion, and now we are interested in marrying each other. And they want to find out more. So brothers, this is our problem. There's another one who gave me even a diagram, that when the person in the dream, he sees the Kaaba Sharif upside down and decorated with Christmas lights. If I have to give you the interpretation of these dreams, then the whole majlis will end in that. But it is obvious, it is very clear that exactly what Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala said, or Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, that tourists have increased and hajis have decreased. That now we get large numbers, plenty of people went for Hajj, plenty of people. But in reality, they are more tourists than anything else. Or business deals. What kind of stories we are listening? What is happening at the customs? So therefore, what I am saying is that there is a weakness, that our qaul, that our hal has now become qaul only. So we have to change this qaul into hal. And for the changing of this qaul into hal, there is no other way except to get into the company of the pious and the righteous and those people who are the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. None of us can claim. If we have to sit here and make a claim, then we are the biggest shaitans. But every person, Allah ta'ala gives him some kind of sight. When the moon shines, the 14th moon, then you don't have to go and ask the people, is that the moon shining brightly? Everybody knows it's a 14th moon. And if it's the first, second, third, fourth, then you will not find that much brightness in that moon as you will find in the 14th. So every shaykh, every buzrug, every wali, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from his speech, from in his company, and in his talks, and in his majlises, the person can gain some kind of idea as to whether this person is sincere, does his talk have any effect on our hearts, or is it just like the first moon, no brightness still there. So this is what I am saying, that we have to connect ourselves for this reason only, that they have got a heart, they have made mujahada, they have burnt their desires. It is not easy, all the time they are burning their evil desires. They are being tempted just as anybody else. They are also business people sometimes. They are people who are walking to the bazaars, they have to go to the post office, they have to go to the banks, they have to go to the airports, they have to fly, they have to go and attend so many different programs. So it's not that they have become people of steel and iron and they've got no more desires left. They are perfect human beings, normal human beings. But they have got one additional thing which we do not have or which we lack. And that is that they have this khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in their hearts. That my Allah is watching my eyes. What am I looking at? And with what niyat am I looking? Allah ta'ala is watching my ears. What am I listening to? He knows what my tongue is speaking. He knows what my hands are touching. He knows where my feet are walking. Now this person who sees all the time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, although with his naked eyes he does not see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but the thing is that he realizes that Allah is with him. Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum becomes his hal. Huwa ma'akum, he is with you, aynama kuntum, wherever you are, becomes his hal. So this hal comes from those people who have made an effort on their condition. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then blesses them with this hal. So for the past 2 or 3 weeks, I was discussing with the girls at the madrasa in the tarbiyah lessons a poetry of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum as to what is the purpose of making somebody your sheikh. In the first place, of course, that sheikh must be selected. The choice must be correct. The person should not just rush into becoming bayat. There are so many bogus peers who are shaking hands with the women. They are embracing the women. One person tells me, he says, Maulana, at my father's place, this peer sahab, he is quite regular there. And on Eid days too, he is there. We all get together there. We used to. He says, now I don't go there anymore and join that party. But the thing is that after the meals, now that peer sahab, he embraces everyone. The men also and the women also. And he says he is giving them blessings. Now is this blessings? So there are so many bogus ones. Like one bogus peer sahab went to one home of one of the murids and he put, as we say, padao there. He didn't want to move from there. Many days went past and he's still not going. All the chicken are getting finished but the peer sahab is still not going. So this murid realized now that this peer sahab is after nothing else except chicken and money. So, but he didn't teach him anything. He didn't educate him. Nothing. So one day he tells him, he says, he started crying. So the peer sahab asked him, why are you crying? He says, no, I'm so disturbed that you will never visit me again. So he says, no, why are you so worried? I will visit you again. He says, no, I know again you won't come back. So that's why I'm very disturbed and I can't stop tearing. He said, no, but I will visit you again. Why are you so concerned? He said, but first you have to go from here. Until you don't go, how are you going to come back? First you have to go to come back. Until you don't go, how are you going to come back? So we get many, many bogus peers. So the choice of the sheikh must be on the basis of his taqwa, his ilm, being on sirat-e-mustaqim. And also, you have to test the person. It's unfortunate that these days the murid has to test. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that there was a purpose. So my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, when he gave his hands into the hands of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, After that, he wrote a letter to him in poetry form. And it's very beautiful. If only we can understand the meaning, then it is very beautiful, it touches the heart, and we really understand what is expected. Why do people go to Khanqahs? Why do they go there? People sometimes wonder, what is the necessity for going there? So he says, Saqiya jaame ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. Saqiya jaame ulfat pila de, meri islah ki bhi dua de. Mere maula se mujhko mila de, aur gunahon ko mujhse chhuda de. Mere maula se mujhko mila de, aur gunahon ko mujhse chhuda de. Give me the drink of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, this is what I want from you, O my Shaykh. A drink of the muhabbat and the love of Allah which you have in your heart. I am desirous of that drink of muhabbat. Because muhabbat can make you move mountains. When the person has love, then he can do anything. So he says, this is what I want. That drink of muhabbat which you have taken. You have had so much. So I want some part of that. And make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make my islah, complete islah. Islah of my muasharat, of my muamlat, of my ibadat, of my zikr, tilawat, of my dealings with my parents, with my children, with my family. Islah is not just namaz islah. Islah is islah of everything. Islah of muamlat, your dealings, your relationships and your akhlaq, your character, everything. So he says, I want your dua that Allah Ta'ala must give me complete and perfect islah. Not just superficial islah. There are so many people, they will sit in the majlises, they will sit in the khanqahs, they will go out in the jamaats, they will go sit in talims, and they will go to darul ulooms, they will go to madrasas, all the works of deen. But then they will just make an effort on one aspect of their life, how to get the ibadat right. Whereas ibadat is just one department. You have to get the muamlat right, muasharat right. As I mentioned in my Jummah talk, we were talking about lotto. So I said it's actually luto, because they want to loot you. Now what happens is that the person whose islah hasn't been made, the person whose islah hasn't been made, only he made his namaz right, zikr right, tilawat right. So what will happen the moment he will read in the newspaper that somebody won 13 million, so he will say, now what does it matter if I just take out buy a few tickets for 2 rand 50, and if I strike the jackpot, then I will give to charities. Now you can see how shaitan comes, whereas it is no intention of charities. But now they will be trapped like that. So therefore I mentioned in the Jummah Bayan that until and unless we don't regard haram as a pig, that the winning of 13 million or 10 million or 6 million, until we don't regard that person having won 6 million pigs or 13 million pigs, it means our islah hasn't been made. There must be no desire in the heart that I wish I was that person. There must be no desire in the heart that I wish I was that person. Therefore I say, because our imans are weak and we will be tempted and we can get caught, so don't read those articles. Don't read those articles. If you are going to read them, and those people who are addicted to television watching, if you are going to keep watching, then the temptation will come, and if not you, then your children will get caught. The women will get caught. So many Muslim women are queuing up to buy those tickets. And they think nothing of it, because we believe that it is just few rands. Whereas even one rand of haram, it is going to bring destruction, spiritual destruction. So I said that if a person is informed that you have won 16 million or 13 million pigs and is a Muslim, what would he say? Will he get very happy that he has put my name in the newspapers? So haram must be to us like that, whether it is from gambling source or whether it is interest or whether it is any kind of haram. We must consider it as nothing but pigs. So he says, I want you to give dua of my mukammal Islam, perfect Islam. I want complete Islam. And then connect me with my Allah. Connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is the sense of that heart in which Allah is not there? On this Sunday when we were taking a walk, I don't know whether now to call it walk and talk or talk and walk, but when we are walking, we are talking. So we saw rows of flowers there. So I mentioned to my friend that Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said a beautiful thing. Kis kaam ka wo gul hai, jis gul mein bu na ho. Or he said, bas naam ka wo gul hai, jis gul mein bu na ho. Kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. He says, what is the benefit of a flower in which there is no fragrance? It is just a flower in name if that flower hasn't got fragrance. We will call it flower, it will look good to the eye. There are so many plastic flowers, imitation flowers, but they've got no fragrance. So they say, kis kaam ka wo gul hai, or bas naam ka wo gul hai, jis gul mein bu na ho. Or kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. Oh Allah, what is the sense of me having a heart if in that heart you do not reside? Gira ke bijli nasheman, gira ke bijli mera nasheman, jala ke apna bana liya. He says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala caused a lightning to strike on my nest. He burnt my nest up, but he made me his. He made me his. غمو کے پھولوں سے میرے دل کو برائے مسکن سجا لیا. He said, and then he decorated my heart with flowers of gham, of flowers of pain. But he did that so that he may reside therein, so that Allah may come into that heart. To make it his home, he first gave me that pain on my heart. And what was that pain? To restrain myself from anything that was haram. The temptation is so great in the outside world. We all know that. It is no secret. So Allah Ta'ala has made walayat also very easy these days. To become His wali, Allah Ta'ala made it extremely easy. The least amount of wazifas, the least amount of nafil ibadat. You don't even have to make hajj upon hajj, umrahs upon umrahs, tahajjud upon tahajjud, ishraq and charge. If you do it, in alhamdulillah. But without that, just restraining, because it brings that pain on the heart. Try it out. Go even for a walk and you are faced with hordes of people that are running on the roads. And every time there is a temptation that watch that woman, watch that person. Now at that time the person is lowering his gaze, there's a pain that comes on the heart. And when he takes that pain, he brings Allah Ta'ala's noor into that heart. Immediately Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives this person such kind of noor. And then you will always notice. Try it out. Do it for a few days. Of course, just in one lowering of gaze, you will not get halwa. But try it out for a few days. The person says that I'm making an effort. Accidental gaze again make tawbah. But he makes an effort. And he says that I want to restrain myself from haram. Do it for a few days and see that when you're going to restrain yourself from haram, you'll get tawfiq of ibadat straight away. The person will enjoy his zikr, he'll enjoy his namaz, he'll enjoy his tilawat. And the moment the person starts indulging in all kinds of haram, then when he comes for namaz also his mind is somewhere else. When he's in ruku also he's seeing something else. When he's sajda also he's seeing something else. Brothers, I'm in the masjid. Wallah, I'm telling you, I'm not speaking a lie. So many times I've been told, Maulana, please, what must I do? I come for namaz, but although I'm making tawbah and istighfar from past sins, but because I have just recently decided to change or something of that nature, therefore still when I go into ruku, I see those same porn pictures in the ruku. When I go into sajda, I see that same woman that I saw on television who I have admired very much. Women are saying that when I am reading Quran Sharif, I am seeing that same cricketer who I admired. So why is this happening? So it will take a bit of time. But the person, if he makes an effort, he says, no, I want to restrain myself. You find Allah Ta'ala will give such peace and happiness and contentment. But don't do it for the sake of peace, happiness and contentment. There are lots of people making ibadat, zikr, tilawat for nothing else but just so that we may get peace. whereas it should be done for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala will automatically give that person peace and happiness. We don't say that no difficulty will come, no trial will come, no hardship will come, nothing. We are not saying nothing will come. It can happen. Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his sahabas, how much of trials and difficulties they went through. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them an inner contentment, peace and satisfaction. They believe that my Allah is watching, my Allah ta'ala has sent down these conditions and He will take me through too. So he says, this is what I want, that connect me with my Allah and make me give up sins of my life. Because without giving up sins, a person can keep on making his ibadat, he will get sawab, but he will not get that noor, he will not get that desired contentment and satisfaction. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself in the Quran Sharif, so many places, this is what we have been informed. All the nations of the past, what were they destroyed over? Does it mean that they never did any good deeds? All the nations of the past, and nobody did any good deeds, nobody had any sympathy, love and care for anyone. They were doing many good deeds. But sins brought destruction. People want to find a way out, then they run for all these type of Taweez people and say that, now this problem, that problem, that problem. I'm not saying that Taweez doesn't have effect. But what I'm saying is that if we want to solve all our problems with Taweez, and we don't want to give up the evil in our lives, we don't want to give up the filthy television programs, we don't want to give up the filthy newspaper articles, and then we say that Taweez will solve our problems, then we are in fool's paradise. It will not happen. I went to visit a sick person in another town, not here in Durban. So there, when I tapped at the door, then a little child opened the door and said, come in, and said, I want to see your grandfather. So he's in the other room, but sit here. So the child was about 10, 12 years of age, and his sister must have been about 8, 9 years of age. Now two of them were sitting in the sitting room or the lounge, and both of them had the back page of the Sunday Times, and they were reading. They were trying to read in whichever way they could, and explaining to each other what was written in there. Now this hurt me so much, that here there are parents who are buying the newspaper for the sake of getting to know what's happening in the world. So I mentioned many times, I don't say it's totally haram. If it is necessary for business people or others just to catch up with some news, whereas there's hardly any. But if we don't have that himmat and that courage to tear up those articles and those pictures before we leave it lying around for our children and for our young boys and girls and for ourselves, until we don't have that himmat and that courage, then I will give fatwa in this masjid that is haram. We must have that himmat and that courage. Let that newspaper look like a piece of rag, torn in every page. Never mind. But if you are going to do that, people are going to say you are stupid, foolish, and they will give all kinds of titles. Orthodox, living in fool's world. But believe me, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give such noor in the heart, and the children will get saved. At present, the daily news is inviting people to donate papers or to donate certain amounts so that they can distribute to those schools and to those areas where they are the disadvantaged. Now I want to ask you a question, that those people who are becoming very thrilled and happy that as, that our names will appear in the paper that we donated 10,000 rand towards such a project, what have we donated towards? What have we distributed? What have we assisted in? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa, wa la ta'awanu alal ismi wal udwan. Assist and help one another in matters of taqwa. And do not assist each other when it comes to sin and transgression. Now what are those newspapers filled with? Those little children who are going to receive it and in the schools they are going to read it, what are they going to read in there? How much of it can we say is wholesome news there? All those filthy articles, graphic and explicit detail of filth that is happening all over in relationships, and the escort agency columns. Now these little children are going to read all that. Are we going to give them akhlaq, manners, or are we going to make them corrupt from that early age? So let us not be carried away by these type of things. Brothers, again I repeat that this is for you and for myself. That this majlis is for special people. I call you very special people because I believe that this majlis that you are attending, you are not listening to very many new things. New things, you can go lots of other places and listen, flowery speeches. You are coming here for no other purpose but so that you may also get the himmat and the courage to give up sins and get connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so firmly and so strongly that nafs and shaitan must not distance us, must not take us away. That bond must be such that if we have to put glue on this page and then stick it up, very strong glue, then after that if you want to separate it, then the page will tear. The page will tear, but you will not be able to separate it. That is how our connection must be with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that nafs and shaitan can make every effort. Our heart will tear to pieces. Our desires, we will tear them to pieces. We will smash them to smithereens. We will sacrifice and let the blood of our evil desires cover our heart, make it red. But then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives in that heart. It is not fantasy. It is not just words. There is something. There is a reality. There is a reality. So therefore we must have that himmat and that courage. I have been repeatedly emphasizing. One lady writes, I don't remember the details, but she writes that Maulana, inshallah we will continue with this. Maulana, he says, after you have emphasized in the tarbiyah lessons about this newspaper thing, he says, I decided not to read it at all. And believe me, she says that in 1 week's time, I find so much of light and noor and so much of peace that darkness seems to have gone. So something to that effect she writes. Now this is the truth. Because there's darkness. In everything there's darkness. All shaitani things is darkness. And it's taking away the noor of our hearts, taking it away. So therefore I said that these flowers here that we are seeing, if they've got no fragrance, then they are useless. In the same way, the hearts which do not have Allah, then they are useless. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and give the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to not only become qawwals, making qal qal all the time, but to become people of hal. Just one person of hal, he can change thousands of people. Pity we don't have the hearts of that kind. As the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, he was a person of hal. In his majlis, janazas used to come out. People used to get heart attacks. Janazas used to come out. What kind of hal they must have had. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wasallim. Hey Allah, hum gunahon ke andar mulawwas hai, hum gunahgar, napaak, siyakar, gande, hamare dilon ko humne gunah karte karte ganda kar diya. Lekin mere khuda tu maaf karne wala khuda hai. Oh Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, our family members and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are desirous of becoming your friends. We want to become connected with you. We want to become the friends of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nafs and shaitan are creating obstacles for us. Ya Allah, we are being attracted and distracted on all sides. Fitnas are pouring upon us from left, right and center. Ya Allah, but we know that you have power of jazb. Make us all yours with your power of jazb. Change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of tilawat. Change our qal into hal. Ay mere pyare khuda, hamare qal ko hal se badal de. Hum sab ko apne maqbool bandon mein shumar kar le. ہمارے ظاہری باطنی ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما. صغیرہ کبیرہ عمدن خطان ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما. جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما. جو قرضدار محتاج تنگ دست ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو اولاد صالح نصیب فرما. جن کی اولاد ہیں ان کو نیک بنا. والدین کے فرما بردار بنا. تیرے دین کے اوپر چلنے والی اولاد بنا. جو اس دنیا سے انتقال کر گئے ان کی پوری پوری مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ, ہمارا بھی جب اس دنیا سے جانے کا وقت آ جائے تو اے اللہ ہمارا خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما. ہمارا خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim, Kareem, compassionate, kind, forgiving Allah. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death visit us in cinemas, theaters, adultery, fornication, any kind of haram action indeed. Let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Hamara khatima iman ke upar farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.